Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Helen Morris, and in this show we are going to discuss the importance of testing to IT service continuity management. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. The importance of IT service continuity management testing, in my view, should really be obvious. But let's explore this a little bit more, because frequently, organisations I visit as a consultant do not carry out thorough testing or regular testing. So let's look at some of the factors that make IT service continuity management testing so important for me. An untested plan is just an idea of how things might work. We need to be absolutely sure that it would work. We're talking about service continuity arrangements here, and this could be the difference between our businesses surviving or not in the event of a significant outage or disaster. Business continuity plans should also be part of our testing. So the business should be testing to see what it's going to do if there is a disaster, just as much as we are in response to their requirement. So testing in conjunction with business continuity planning is vitally important. Very often in organisations, business continuity planning is only a secondary thought, because they tend to rely on IT service continuity to deliver the services and don't think about what they're going to do for themselves. IT services are not the be-all and end-all of our business processes. So we need to encourage the business to join us in this exciting arena of testing what happens when it all goes wrong. It's not something businesses want to talk about very much, so we need to be encouraging and supportive. Tests can uncover all sorts of things. They can cover a lack of information, out-of-date information, or missing links in the chain. So where we just haven't thought about this particular eventuality. Quite often you'll find that the lack of information or the missing information will be around individuals and personnel. People move on within organisations, and it's very important to make sure that when they move on, they don't move on and leave a gap in your continuity plans. Finding that the person that you need to ring up about a particular activity no longer works for the business is very complicated when you're in the middle of a really serious disaster. It's something to think about, though, that you should try and run your continuity tests without key individuals being available. Are they a single point of failure? Try running the test without a few key people. In one organisation, I was part of a service continuity test that meant that I was sent home for the day because I'd been declared dead. I can recommend being dead for a day, not for a longer period, I don't think, but what they were testing was to see what would happen if I was no longer part of the hierarchical chain for how that test and how that situation was being planned. What happened was that my boss ended up having an awful lot more work put onto his shoulders. But that wasn't the true consequence of this extraordinary, unannounced test. What happened was that during the day, because I actually wasn't there, he kept noticing the fact that I was missing. And at the end of the day, talking to the observers of the test, he said, "I wouldn't really have been able to focus on delivering this service in this way, because I would have been too concerned about the human aspects." So when I came back to work the next day, having been revived and brought back to life, we had a lot of rethinking to do about our service continuity planning. So testing showed us that we needed to adapt our plan in certain circumstances, and if human actions and human elements were being affected at that point, we needed to have some other way of providing the service to the organisation. So, making sure that we deliver effectively and well in the event of a disaster needs us to think about the human element as well as the technology element. Without that test, we would never really have appreciated it. Involving key business individuals in the testing is also important. The business are, after all, the people that we are trying to protect and ensure that they survive, so they need to be part of our testing scenarios. Quite often you'll find organisations are reluctant to carry out a test as it causes business disruption. But you can carry out test scenarios without affecting the business. so you can test a fire evacuation, for example, without setting fire to your building. Yes, it will cause a little bit of disruption, but surely that's worth it to make sure that we respond effectively in the event of a true disaster. If a plan is new and untested, save the cost and disruption of a full test until you are reasonably sure it will work. Start with a walkthrough, and in fact, let's just consider some of the types of test that ITIL recommends are appropriate. There are four basic types of tests that can be undertaken. Walkthrough tests can be conducted when the plan has been produced, simply by getting the relevant people together to see if the plan will work in a simulated way. There's the option of full testing, and so as soon as we are absolutely convinced that the test will work, we can do a full test, and we should also do that at regular intervals, at least annually, once we've got it live and running. We should involve our business units to make sure that they can assist in proving the capability, the recovery of the services, in the best way possible. Where possible, we should replicate an actual invocation of all standby arrangements, including external parties, if they are to be involved. At this point, it's wise to understand whether or not we're going to do this as an announced activity or an unannounced activity. If it's unannounced, then we are going to find out if it's genuinely going to work. But if it's announced, then the first test of the plan is probably the best time to do this. Announce it and plan it and make sure that we are absolutely certain that the test will work. Other types of tests we can do are partial tests, so undertaking a recovery of certain elements of the overall plan. Single services or single servers perhaps. These types of tests should be in addition to the full test, not instead of the full test. The full test is still the best way of testing that all services can be recovered in the required timescales and can run together on the recovery systems. Scenario tests can be used to test reactions and plans to specific conditions, events or scenarios, and that was what I was talking about earlier. We understood a particular scenario had happened. Several of our staff had been killed in a terrible accident. So this was a particular scenario we were responding to, which required us to change the way that we would behave. All tests need to be undertaken against defined test scenarios, and these should be as realistic as possible. It's unlikely that we're going to have to recover after an alien invasion, so that's probably not one that we should include. But a fire or a flood are much more likely. So testing is vitally important to make sure that our tests actually work. Have announced and unannounced tests, and have these observed by external observers who can note weaknesses and areas of confusion that perhaps you will not as you're rushing around trying to get things done. When we test, we need to make a note of every issue which arises, both large and small, and then allocate these issues to individuals so that we can put remedial action in place within a suitable time frame. If the test fails, you need to repeat it several times until you have assurance that it will work. The importance of IT service continuity management testing is absolutely critical. Business survival will depend on the way that we deliver those services, and in the event of a disaster, they may be more reliant on us than at any other time in the past. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Helen Morris. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio found exclusively on gogotraining.com.